This week is Parshas Vayetze. As the Medrash says, that Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva is a Maisa of his Simin Labonim on the Golus that we're in now. Yaakov was with the others, was with Yitzchak, and he left the Mokum of Eretz Yisrael, he left his father's house, and he went to Golus. As we know, everything that happened to them is a simin for us. As the Maisa of a simin labanim is Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charoino, Charoino. And it says, Kivo HaShemesh. The Shemesh went down early. L'ram is on the Choshech of Golus that was starting with Yaakov Avinu. However, Moshe Shapiro added very beautifully to this, to the Medrash, that the Medrash is saying that this week's Parsha is the beginning of Golus. But the Medrash also means to be Meramez that in his Halicha LeGolus, what happened was he got married and he built Klal Yisrael. He was Zeicha to a Nevuah of the Beis HaMikdash. L'Lamedcha, we are in a Golus, and there's a Yitzhi of Golus, and there's Choshech, and there's Saris. But all the Golus is a Hechatimsa for us to build Klal Yisrael. A Hechatimsa for us to build ourselves. A Hechatimsa for us to be Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash. And he adds, at the end of last week's Parsha, Moshe added, at the end of last week's Parsha, it says that there was a zivug between Esav and Yishmael. As he brings down the Medrash, says, Bizman she is davig Esav v'Yishmael biyachad, bo'oysa izman v'yetze Yaakov v'yiske la'agul. As he used to speak about the time that when Esav and Yishmael are going to come together, and the Medrash says, Vayishkav b'mokom hahu. There'll be a time in Klal Yisrael where there will be bodies that will be by Vayishkav in Golus, b'bizoyin godol. His words were kemat nevuah on the times we're in now, that we know that Yishmael came, but the ammunition was from Russia. The Russia who caused so much sorrow to Klal Yisrael and killed so many Yidden, whose flag is red, who their banner is Edom. And Vayishkov, there was a Vayishkov. As he says, Bo'oisayes is the Zaman of the Soif HaGolos, when the Gula will come and be Nesnoitzetz. Water Chaim Vital and Kufchav Dalet in Tilim. And he pointed out that the Psukim also teach us the way to be Yoitze from the Golus. And this is what we want to focus in. We're in a Golus that is becoming harder. There's something called Chevlei Leida, the Soy from Golus. There are Chavolim. There's Manim and Misugolim to be Zeicha to Gula. As one Bacher asked, you know, we always hear that. We heard this by the Holocaust. We heard this by when they blew up the Twin Towers. We've been hearing this a lot. And you know something? It's a very good question. We all have the question. But there's one answer. The Zmanim are Misugolim L'Gula. But for Gula to happen, Hashem needs us. We have to do the steps that bring the Gula. And then the next question the Bachrim asks. So, but there's so many Yidden and Klal Yisrael that aren't doing the steps. Does it really make a difference, my step? Yes, every individual is key. It's Yedua, the Chofetz Chaim used to bring the Zohar, Knishta Choda, She'oisa Mashetzorich, Yacholohovi Esagula. How much is one group? Who knows? It doesn't take much. There's two gulas. There's the gula of Klal Yisrael and the gula pratis of every yid. The way you will look at the Zman HaGula. What you're building for yourself in your beautiful future in the Zman HaGula. The more we're ma'ira to do the dvarim ha-meviyim lidei gula, the more we'll be zeicha for that beautiful moment. As let's see the parsha and let's see what we could do. And Be'emes, we're taking a message. The Olam came here, they learned. They were on the Sulam, Ha'olah Lamala. They climbed. They reached such beautiful heights. And many people feel when they leave, oh, I wish I could keep it. You know, it was gewaldic. I came here, I learned, I steiged, I went on the Sulam, Ha'olah Lamala. But somehow when they leave, they feel, okay, now we're going back. The Sulam Hayyindam Alochim Hayyuredes Lamata. Shetei Delacha. A Sulam is made from rungs. One rung, another one, another one. In life, everything you do that puts you to go up, it's not the vote, oh, I forgot the shir, I forgot what I learned there. I'm not. Everything you do is a step up. The Olam took a beautiful step up on that Sulam Ha'olah Lamala. As Be'ezer Hashem, we want to see a couple of Eitzes, how we could keep it when we go back and keep on being Olah Lamala and not stop. Azok the Medrash in the beginning of the parasha, a powerful Medrash. Yaakov Avinu was going, Vayetze Yaakov. And Eliphaz came. He said, Esav said, I have to kill you. He said, instead of killing me, I'll give you my money. He took all his money. Zot Yaakov Avinu. It's not so Yidua, this Medrash. Mamash, the first, one of the first Midrashim in the beginning of the parasha. Yaakov Avinu said the capital, Shira Malas Esa'enai Elaharim. Yaakov Avinu said, Me'ayin Yavoi Ezri. Eliezer Eved Avram went for a shidduch, and he went with a Asara Gmalim full of money. I don't have money. How am I going to find the shidduch? This isn't a modern day problem. Yaakov Avinu, I'm going for a shidduch. I'm a bachur. I have no guilt. Where am I going to find the shidduch? Me'en Yavoi Ezri. Yaakov Avinu felt that way? Yes, Yaakov Avinu. Me'ayin Yavoi Ezri. Zot Yaakov Avinu. He was Oymeru Mischazik. Ezri Me'im Hashem. Oysa Shamayim Va'aretz. My Boire, who is with me all these years, he's still there for me. He could still help me. As it's a beautiful pshat, we say it so many times. Mi'ayin Yavoi Ezri, when we say Shira Malos. Mefrat Sheduchim in America, it's Nish Poshet. Mi'ayin Yavoi Ezri. Ezri Me'im Hashem. What keeps us in the gullus we're in is even though when we have things that we thought could never happen, we get very shaken up. People in Parnassah that were very strong, and they get very shaken up. And different things happen in life and in Golus. We all have anisyenis on a personal level. We start losing our kreiches v'chule. We start, everyone, always remember, Ezri Me'im Hashem. So this is very good when I go to shmuzim, when I hear shmuzim, and bizman hazeh, there's a lot of shmuzim to be heard, and it's a good idea to hear them. But when I go back to America, I can't listen to shmuzim. When could I get this Ezri Me'im Hashem feeling? When can I feel connected that Hashem's with me? As we want to teach you what Yaakov Avinu made a takana for Klal Yisrael. And this takana is with us from Yaakov Avinu. We have it from him, and he left us such a beautiful message for life. Vayivka b'mokom. What does it mean, Vayivka b'mokom? The Medrash, the Gemara in Brachos. He was tikun tfilas mariv. Why tfilas mariv? Zok desvas emes. Bizmana choshech shel golus. He was megale. You could still be poigeya. Bimokom. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here called Mokom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoymai Shel Olam. We have a Hashem who everything is possible. We have a Hashem who's there with us all the time. I don't have to hear a musa shmuz, and it's a good idea to hear one. I daven 3 times a day. That's when I'm mechazik in bitachin. What is my tefillah? I have a business meeting. Who am I meeting? Hashem. Who's Hashem? Mekoymai shel olam. The whole world is in His hands. I'm getting up. I'm asking Him. Choinin midas. Hashiveinu. Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu, and then Shema Koleinu. Everything I dream and desire, He's right there, and I'm asking Him for. It's a zman to be machazik in bitachon. One of the big yeshuas from all galusim, ubefrat from the galus we're in now, Yadua the Pirkei de Rebbe Lazar, Yishmal is Yishma Kel. Hashem yishma lanu v'yeshienu mehatzaris shel elu. Miyuchud is this Indian of tefillah. But what kind of a tefillah? We all daven. Let's daven with our hearts. Hashem could really help us. In everything we need, He's there for us. Those tefillahs habukas from our lave are so powerful, and they do so much. Afterwards, he saw the Sulam Ha'oila Lamaila, because his tefillahs were his Sulam, that he reached his heights in life. And if we daven with such a kavana, it could be make us reach our heights in life too. That's what will reach us out of the gullus. What was the second part? Vayishkov. Bamokom hahu, bamokom hahu shochav v'loy shochav liyud dalet shonim. As we saw, that was Yaakov Avinu with his asmana, 14 years where he didn't sleep. That's way above and beyond us. But every person on his level to stay connected to Torah. When you go back, you had such a geshmak in the sugya. The sugya is knacked. Everyone was so into it. Keep it alive. Learn with a geshmak. Be kaveya starim. Kol echad. It's always better in a makom Torah. Just like you felt it here when there's a group learning together. It's more alive. When you go back to America, learn where there's a group learning. Listen to shiurim. Watch shiurim. Hear shiurim. Connect. And learn yourselves more bi'iyun. More into it with more of a geshmak. Zokt Rav Simcha Zisel, very powerful. Yaakov Avinu, he had really passed by Eretz Yisrael. He was on his way to Golus. And he took one step back. When he took that step back, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kvitas HaDerech and brought the Beis HaMikdash to him. Zokt Rav Simcha Zisel, Lelamedcha in Golus. Every Yisoyeris Koldehu to come close brings the Beis HaMikdash to you. It brings so much to you. Adam Mekadesh Atzmoy Ma'at, a little Yisoyeris in Torah, in Tefillah, the Koyach that it does. And he continues, Vayachlon, V'hine Sulam Mutzav Arza, V'roishoy Megia Shamayma. The only way to climb the Sulam is Mutzav Arza. It starts in this world. In this world, with our Nisyonis and with our Koiches, when we use it, and we're Misroimim, we're Misoirer, that keeps us and sends us to be Bar Aliyah. And that helps us that we should be Roishoy Megia Shamayma. As that was the beginning of Golus in the two messages, Tefillah and Torah. These are the two things we keep with us in every Golus, to stay firmly connected, every person on his level. But there's one more Nakuda at the end of Parsha that was the Gemar of the Binyan of Klal Yisrael. And this is the last Nakuda from the Parsha we want to see. It says that Rachel was an akara. She didn't have a child. The Hainu, she couldn't have a child. And the impossible happened. She had a child. Her child was Yosef and Binyamin. These are two meaningful childs. One is a remez, a Mashiach ben Yosef, sheyavoy b'mehera. Binyamin, chelkoi shel abeis hamikdash, was nivne b'chelkoi shel Binyamin. As thus is a remez of what that leader was. Oh, but she was an akara. How did she have a child? By Yiskar, Zok Rashi, the schus that she was moichel to Leah, and she let Leah get married to her husband. We all know, the Gemara says in the Gila, but we all know it without the Gemara. Ein kina kekinis isha labailo. The biggest kin in the world is a lady wants a husband to love her the most. There's nothing to talk about. And if she doesn't, you have to go to help for your shalom bayis. That's the teva of an isha. She was mevater in something which was so precious to her. Loizu bilvad, on the vita, she was right. It was her shidduch. Someone stole her shidduch. You believe it? And someone stole her shidduch shaloi kidin. And it was her sister. Her sister again. You know, the fights in the family, you know. Siblings causing problems. And that's always the hardest competition because it's close. What did she do? Not only she kept quiet. The Medrash says in Eicha that she went under the Mita because she was scared when Yaakov would ask, he would figure it out. As she answered Yaakov from under the Mita. Nifladik, the Shviras Hamidus. Nifladik. Mize Yatza, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Gula. Rochel Mevaka al Boneha. The beautiful pasuk that she was buried in Golis, that she should be the one that cries for us, that'll bring the Gula. But what's ma'orer her to cry? What gives her that koyach to be mevi? When we're mamshich and we're ma'orer the schus, the koyach that she has, as then her kolim shamayim could be oila and penetrate. As when we're nimshich bedarka, the maver al midoisav. We live in a dar where there are so many nisyonos in maver al midoisav. Whether it's where we work, at home, with children, the challenges are so great. Every person knows, and as the gullus goes on, the nisyonos get greater. As if we take a kabbalah and bein adam lechaveroi, to be maver al midoisav. That's ma'orer. The call of Rachel Mavakya, and will be Ma'ayir Be'ezes Hashem, the Gula. As before we go back, to keep in mind a different mindset in life, even when we're right, to be Mavater. Zog the Gemara in Tainus, Chofei Amid Beis, there was a Rav, because there was no Gshamim. Rabbi Loza HaGadol was Yerid Lefnei Ateva. And he said, Avinu Malkenu. 24 of them. He davened 24 tefillahs, not Avinu Malkenu. He davened 24 tefillahs, 24 brachas, and the Gshamim was Loy Yerid. Bar Rebbe Kiva. And he said, Avinu Malkenu V'Yerid Gshamim. Everyone was Meranin. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Lazar Gadol. Rabbi Lazar Gadol was the Gadol Shabbi Yisrael. Loi mifneishe zu godol mizu, ela mifneishe zu maver al midoisov. Zoker b'Yisrael salantin o Yisrael. Mida keneged mida. When we're maver al midoisov, we're goyrim in shamayim. That all the dinim are yoyrid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maver al the midas, the din, the kitrugim. And it brings geulais. One maver al midoisav that lasted for history. Rachel Imenu is a tmus for all of us. Those are the three keys for the gula. Bizman they were yotzev, bizman hachorbin. The avis came, everyone came. It was Rachel's viter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the gula will come. As if we could try to focus in on three things to bring Yeshua's for everyone. The Vayivka b'makom tfila, the Vayishka b'makom ahu, the beginning of the parsha, and the seif of the parsha, the binyan of Klal Yisrael, the gula, the maver al midoisav. Be'ezer Hashem, everyone should be zeicha. They came. They started to take a step. They started to be mis'ala on the sulam. As Hashem should be with them. Vinei sulam mutzav arsa. And everyone took that step up. As you should constantly be zeicha. Vinei Hashem nitzav olav. Keep that rotzen, that shuka, to be dovek b'Hashem. B'tfilosoi, b'toirosoi, b'midoisov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sell to all of us b'karuv. Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha. V'hoye zaracha ka'ofar ha'aretz u'paratzta yoma v'kedma v'tzafoina v'negba. V'nivrichu b'cha kol mishpachas adam. Loi b'zman hazeh, that there's so much sin in the world. Everyone's going to want to be like the Yidden. V'nei anoichi imcha v'shmarticha b'chol asher telech. V'ashivesicha el adam ha'azois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring everyone back. That we should all be protected and safe. Never again another Yiddish neshama to be nifter, to be bitzar. Me'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha v'karev to gulois v'yeshuois.